What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Trump's inauguration. We're counting the days down one at a time here. And when he says, I agree to do the job, I take the oath, the party starts. It's been a long, long slog here. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. Ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Right now today, we're seeing the beginning of the confirmation hearings for Donald Trump's selections for his key posts, cabinet, various other officials, and a little moment of levity there during Sessions' confirmation hearing. Some snowflakes in KKK robes rushed on in saying, white people can't get arrested, you can't arrest me, I'm white, blah, 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 and they were escorted out. Other than that, it's been pretty much pro forma, straightforward, and Sessions saying pretty much the right things, which is the Department of Justice does have to be fairly independent of the White House in case the White House itself needs to be investigated. And when grilled on the issue of sentencing guidelines, he said that's really up to the Congress to decide, and he's absolutely correct on that. So now they're doing the confirmation hearing for General John Kelly, and I think, given the GOP's control of the Congress, probably most of these are going to sail through without any problems. I would say probably Mnuchin is going to run into trouble because of the past criminal records, the foreclosure fraud that's lurking in his background here. So moving on to some other detailed news here. We're still seeing the celebrities go wacko out there about, oh, you know, Meryl Streep, and now Barbara Streisand was out there saying, you know, oh, how dare Donald Trump insult Meryl Streep, and, you know, how are we going to take 4 years of this? Well, Barbara, you've got really two options. One, you can leave the country, as so many of you threatened you were going to do, if Trump won the election, or you could tell Meryl Streep and the other liberalologist whiners that it is time to shut the heck up. Because we're really kind of sick and tired of all this nonsense. The reaction to the announcement that there was going to be a complete total strike of all Hollywood to deprive us of their motion pictures was met basically with a big yawn. In this day and age, Hollywood is going through a repeat of what happened right after the McCarthy scandals, the red baiting, the blacklisting that was going on when the most creative people were actually being kicked out of Hollywood and the quality of their product declined. I was going around the cable box last night and I stumbled across, apparently in 2015, they did a remake of Poltergeist. Like, why? Wasn't the first one really a convincing story? And again, with, you know, the endless Bourne tedium remakes, the remake of Ben-Hur, that was an epic fail. So Hollywood, by becoming politically correct, has lost a lot of its creative soul and its creative talent. Now, there is a question being posed over at RIMF.com. Is the delegitimization of Donald Trump a prelude to ousting him once he is in office? And we're hearing, of course, that Hillary and all of her people are absolutely panic-stricken, that they could be prosecuted. You know, I'm sure that they're all hoping that come the 19th of January that Obama's going to issue blanket pardons. But that's there's a lot of stress coming on out there. So basically in 10 days, Trump becomes the president, Obama is out, and everybody's worried because all their past crimes and corruptions are now becoming public knowledge. And also in the public, of course, is this indignation. Why aren't these people prosecuted? Why weren't they prosecuted when they were committing these crimes? Now, the Washington Compost, which is owned by anti-Trump billionaire Jeff Bezos, has actually gone to print suggesting a constitutional coup is necessary to remove the, quote, ignoramus deadbeat, end quote, Donald Trump from office. Well, Donald Trump may be many things. Deadbeat is definitely not one of them when you consider his business success. And then the Washington Compost goes on to say, Donald Trump is a one-man basket of deplorable. He's a braggart and a liar. He's a bully and a demagogue. He's an ignoramus and a deadbeat, a chiseler, and either a sincere racist or an insincere one, and his love for himself is matched only by my loathing of him. This was written by Richard Cohen for the Washington Compost. And he finishes up by saying he's about to be president of the United States. A constitutional coup may be in the offing. Well, technically, a coup does not comply with the Constitution. When you shoot somebody out of office or march in with the army and kick them out, there's nothing constitutional about that. The constitutional process has been followed. Donald Trump is the incoming president. Cohen then goes on to bemoan the fact that incoming Chief of Staff Reince Priebus is unable to moderate Trump. In other words, the Washington Compost position is Trump can't be controlled, therefore we have to get rid of him. Well, we the American people did not vote Donald Trump into office to be controlled by the same corporate entities that controlled our previous administrations. We voted Donald Trump into office so he could drain the swamp, or if he's running out of time, drone the swamp. That's going to be quicker, maybe even cheaper. Try and avoid those museums, though those are pretty cool here. We're going to take a second to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. We're starting our show today, as usual, with our political analysis and commentary. Now, once again, I have bumped up to the top of whatreallyhappened.com that timeline video showing Donald Trump did not make fun of a disabled reporter. The gestures that he was using, he used against several other people to indicate thrashing about mentally. I'm confused. I don't know. And behind that, there are videos of Obama and Bush actually making fun of disabled people. Nobody kicked up a big fuss about that. But we need to keep this timeline video out there because the corporate media is still out there pushing, oh, Donald Trump made fun of a disabled reporter. And it's nonsense. Now, Ivanka Trump is apparently going to at least be the initial first lady or first daughter, if you will. Melania is apparently staying in New York and keeping her kids in their private schools there. Then they'll be moving down to the White House later. But Ivanka is heading on down. She's actually going to have the first lady's office in the White House itself. She has stepped down as the head of her fashion line, and she has resigned her position on the Trump Organization and is liquidating all of her stock. So she is now free of any economic entanglements that people can say, oh, she's in there taking advantage of, you know, her political insights, and that's our job over at the Congress. Now, the final tally for Hillary Clinton's run for the White House was $1.2 billion. A lot of the people who gave her that money are now demanding to know exactly where that money went, because they had sort of assumed that with that much money behind her, plus whatever was coming out of that slush fund over at the Clinton Foundation, that she was going to secure the election. No question about it. The candidate with the most money will win the election. It's been the conventional wisdom. And now, of course, Trump supporters are out there reminding Hillary of how she tried to make a big deal about how Donald Trump lost $1 billion in a single year. You know, what kind of a businessman is he? Blows that kind of money. But they're really missing the point. Remember that when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, $6 billion with a B vanished without trace in the State Department. Did it go into private pockets? Was it used for black operations the American public are still unaware of? Was that the money being used to fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda? Now, Julian Assange is out there talking about this so-called U.S. intelligence report on Russian hacking, and he says basically it's not a report. It's a press release is all it is, and he's right. That's all it is. We have this official report that says Russia is the bad guy, with nothing to back it up at all. It's like I keep saying, Russia hacked the election is the 2017 version of Saddam has nuclear weapons. And people around the world are laughing at this. The whole Russian hack report from the U.S. intelligence, it's a laughingstock. They're ridiculing the intelligence agencies for signing on board such an obvious piece of propaganda. But never one to give up when one is already losing. NATO has now issued a new report saying that the global rise of populism is an evil plot by Russia. The sheep would be perfectly happy to stay in their paddocks and be fed what we want to feed them and do what we tell them if it weren't for Russia sending out this ridiculous idea that people should have some kind of an effect over their own governance. What kind of insanity is this? Well, it's the insanity this nation started with. But that's it. Populism is seen as the enemy by the globalists, the elitists, the New World Order supporters, and now they're going to blame Russia for that. Russia gets the blame for everything. The elevator broke down. Oh, Russia hacked it. My car won't start. Oh, Russia hacked that too. The U.S. is imposing yet more sanctions on Russia, trying to provoke Putin into doing something. Putin's not going to bite. It's only got 10 more days. And in all probability, once Donald Trump is president, officially, he's probably going to roll those sanctions back. Certainly, the Europeans are sick and tired of all these Russian sanctions. They have suffered tremendously under all this nonsense. Now, the corporate media is still out there trying to maintain the illusion that they have the true story, that they're going to tell you what to think. And Politico got busted by WikiLeaks because Politico went on out claiming to fact check Mike Pence when Mike Pence said Clinton backs open borders policy, and they declared it's false, it's fake news, don't you dare believe it, it's fake news. And then WikiLeaks comes on back with the transcript of one of Hillary Clinton's secret paid speeches to Wall Street, in which she says, my dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders. You would think by now Politico would have realized the days when you can lie to the public with impunity are gone, gone, gone. Now, over at the Washington Compost, they've in effect admitted that this fake news label has blown up in their face because people are using it on the Washington Compost and the New York Slimes and the TV networks and everything, saying, this is fake news. Saddam's nuclear weapons, that was fake news. You did fake news. And now Washington Post has actually asked its readers to stop using that term fake news because you were supposed to use it against the independent media, not against us. And in effect, they basically publicly acknowledged they're losing the information war. They're losing the war for the minds of America. People are waking up. They're realizing the sheer scale that they have been lied to for decade after decade. And we're starting to see a change of tone in the corporate media, at least in its public presentation. There's a whole bunch of articles out there about how really we failed our readers and audience. We have to go back to real journalism, and readers are paying the bills. We have to listen to them, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden today, there's a flood of stories and articles in the corporate media about how they have to get back to doing real journalism. And frankly, it smacks of being a public relations campaign and little else. The corporate media has cratered their own credibility. Audiences are abandoning them for the independent media. And all the corporate media can do is say, we promise we'll do better if you'll just come back and give us just one more chance. Just give us one more chance. We'll do better. And every time the corporate media has been caught in one of these gigantic whoppers, they say exactly the same thing. We vow that we will do better at telling you the truth and the facts. And then you come on back and they lie to you again. So nothing's going to change. Corporate media is trapped by their business model. They are very highly paid to be convincing liars. Corporate media remains under the control of corporations and the government. They can't do real journalism. Their masters will not allow it. And the American public, and for that matter, the public around the entire world, realizing how many times they have been made total fools of before the eyes of the world by the corporate media and the U.S. government, are not in a forgiving mood. And we shouldn't be. And we should feel no sympathy for corporate media. They did it to themselves. They made bad choices. And now they're paying the price for it. Article that's over at RIMF.com is saying basically it's not just the corporate media. The entire deep state is in trouble. Because it's very obvious that the American people are losing this idea that they're automatically obligated to respect the authority in Washington, D.C., and to accept Washington, D.C.'s view of whatever is going on. The very legitimacy of Washington, D.C. is being torn down by the lies coming out of Washington, D.C. This is an almost perfect replication for what brought down the Soviet Union. Now, the CIA, which has been talking tough and issuing veiled threats against Donald Trump, things are going to change for them in 10 more days. And apparently Donald Trump is reportedly very angry over this Russian hack lies and the fact that the CIA seems to have forgotten they're supposed to be the instrument of White House policy and not the author of it. So he's already announced he's going to downsize the CIA's headquarters and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. It's not going to be a cabinet position anymore. He's going to be moving agents to foreign posts, changing the leadership. Trump's team is saying that the U.S. intelligence community has been completely politicized. And that means you cannot rely on the information they're providing. It's not hard intelligence. It's somebody's political propaganda. And they say they needs to get slimmed down. Now, Kennedy talked tough about the CIA, and we all know what happened to him. So I hope Donald Trump's personal security and Secret Service detail are drinking lots and lots of black coffee and staying awake. And by the way, apparently, Donald Trump's private security detail and the Secret Service are getting along just fine. They're working together to create that dual shield. And apparently it's all going along swimmingly. I can imagine from the Secret Service point of view, after all the recent scandals and mistakes they've made, they're probably actually feeling a lot better that there's somebody out there backstopping them, just in case. Because that's got to weigh very heavily on them. What happens if I make a mistake, if I slip up? It could have devastating consequences on the entire world. Well, now you got backup behind you. Now, of course, the U.S. government, corporate media, CIA, NSA, FBI are screaming about Russia influencing the election, Russia influencing the election. There's virtually no evidence about that. Meanwhile, there is another party that regularly interferes and meddles in U.S. elections and politics all the time, and nobody in the corporate media seems to want to talk about that. And that is, of course, Israel. There's AIPAC's role in U.S. elections. Remember when Cynthia McKinney came on out and started talking about some of the dirty dealings being done in Afghanistan and the plight of the Palestinians? And AIPAC just literally poured money all over a challenger to get her out of Congress. Remember, it was Israel that was pushing for that war on Iraq. And we've got a little update on that a little bit further in the show. And attacked and damaged U.S. politicians who opposed the war in Iraq. The Israeli lobby actually boasts of its influence, its ability to get rid of U.S. congresspeople like Paul Findlay and Cynthia McKinney. And then remember the book, The Israel Lobby, by John Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt. That's a good read. That should be on your must read. And then, of course, we have billionaire Zionists like Sheldon Adelson, who are all out there donating to both sides, so no matter what the American people vote, they still get a pro-Israel leader. Remember when Harry Katz talked to the head of AIPAC in 1991? And AIPAC boasted about their negotiations with Bill Clinton for support, but only if Zionists got key cabinet positions. Then there was Netanyahu, who discarded protocol, snubbed President Obama, spoke directly to the U.S. Congress, and only last week an Israeli diplomat was caught on tape boasting about getting rid of members of the parliament who are not pro-Israel enough. That sounds like meddling to me. Why isn't the corporate media making an issue about that? Why is Russia the only one that is to be demonized? We're going to take a break here for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband. husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here and getting on back to the news. While sports events were going on over the weekend, the FBI very quietly did another document dump of files from the Hillary Clinton investigation, email investigation. And looking through there, there's a lot of smoking gun information there. Judge Napolitano is out there saying the FBI's latest Hillary dump is the smoking gun, and basically saying these should have been released before the election. There should have been a prosecution. When Loretta Lynch and James Comey came on out and said no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute, Judge Napolitano saying that's completely nonsense. There was more than enough there to build an ironclad case. Now, one of the revelations that's come on out actually confirms something that we reported some months ago. Apparently, the State Department literally offered a bribe to the FBI to change the classification on some of the released emails from classified to unclassified so that Hillary would look like she was still in compliance with security by offering to allow the FBI to send agents into other countries where normally they would not be allowed to go. So now, all of it, by staying silent on the Hillary emails, the FBI can now have a special office in, shall we say, Monaco, or the Bahamas, or some really nice place like that, all at taxpayer expense. and that was the quid pro quo. And, of course, it discredits not only the FBI, but the State Department itself. They're both guilty of obstruction of justice. Now, Julian Assange has released an email from John Podesta to Hillary Clinton that states the governments of Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain are funding both ISIS and the Clinton Foundation. Kind of cozy there, aren't we? Now, as you know, the Clintons believe in the politics of personal destruction. I have felt their wrath myself. And earlier this year, there was an attempt to smear Julian Assange as a pedophile. And apparently the story was planted. A Canadian family holidaying in the Bahamas claimed that their 8-year-old daughter was sexually molested online by Julian Assange. This was reported on a supposed dating website called toddandclaire.com. Now, Assange's legal team provided a timeline in the press release which showed that the self-claimed dating agency, toddandclaire.com, had actually approached WikiLeaks, offering $1 million for Assange to appear in a video advertisement for the dating agency. And Assange and WikiLeaks said, no, this appears to be a scam to entrap Assange into unwanted and unwarranted publicity. Now, here's where it gets juicy. WikiLeaks tracked down the address of this Todd and Claire dating website. And it turned out it's a warehouse in an industrial park. And they found out information about this dating service. It shares the address with a private intelligence corporation called Premise Data Corporation. Larry Summers, who was connected to the Clinton campaign, is on the board of directors of Premise Data Corporation, a private spy company set up. Julian Assange tried to frame him from pedophilia. This is how the Clintons like to pay, like to play. And so from now on, any time that you encounter anybody who has been smeared for horrendous things, just step back for a moment and say, was this another victim of the Clintons' politics of personal destruction? Because there are a lot of us out there, more than you might imagine, thousands and thousands of people whose reputations and careers have been destroyed in the furtherance of the Clintons' political ambitions. Maybe we should all get together, form a club. The I Was Smeared by the Clintons Association. We could rent a sports stadium someplace, get together for a party. Now then, when we come back from the next commercial break, we're going to be getting into the war zones. There's a lot going on out there, and amazingly enough, the corporate media understandably is focused on the confirmation hearings and is not reporting on things like, well, the US B-52 that just killed 20 civilians. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to talk a little bit about the wars. I'm going to take some phone calls. We've got some callers waiting on the line here. Interesting little story coming out of South Front. U.S. intensifies operations at Syria-Iraq battle space. And nobody's really sure what's going on because the U.S. is refusing to enable the transponders on their airstrikes. So nobody really knows where they're going or what they're doing. And if they're really, in fact, working against the terrorists or they're still trying to find some way to sabotage Syria and Russia. And as a matter of fact, there's a story in Blacklisted News basically saying that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the United States Air Force are continuing to wage war on Syria's public utilities. So they're still playing that little game. Now, in the category of post-truth corporate media, we have been hearing from the prostitutes and the correspondents that there were between 250,000 and 300,000 civilians trapped under Syrian and Russian bombardment in East Aleppo. Oh, those poor civilians, they're suffering. This is why we've got to stop Russia and the rest of it. And, of course, the corporate media never mentioned the fact that the Syria's government said, no, there's nowhere near that many. And basically said that their count was based on after they would clear the rebels out of the rebel-held areas, restored state control, they'd do a count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, there we are. Now, another bombshell from WikiLeaks. They've released a diplomatic cable from Tel Aviv dated April 6, 2005, in which Israel acknowledges they have no evidence whatsoever that Saddam Hussein is developing weapons of mass destruction, and no evidence that the Iraq regime would ever support al-Qaeda. Now, we were all told Saddam Hussein was supporting al-Qaeda, even though they were actually enemies. Al-Qaeda favors theocratic rule, and Saddam Hussein had the only secular government in the region. So while we're being told by the U.S. and by Israel, oh, weapons of mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction, we have an internal diplomatic cable in which Israel's saying, nah, it isn't really there. But, you know, we got to tell that to the people so they'll go on out and, you know, kill Iraqis for us, as it were, here. And a video has surfaced in which Hillary Clinton admits the United States funded ISIS to use against Russia. And you're not going to see that in the corporate media either, that Hillary Clinton admitted in public the U.S. government created al-Qaeda and ISIS. It's on tape. And the link to it is on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Mike.
Dustin, are you there?
Don't forget. Hi, Mike.
Yes, there you are.
Yeah, hey, Mike, I want to add somebody to those wretched Barbara Streisand and Meryl Streep. Is George Clooney. Looney Clooney. He had a couple comments, too, but... You know, he's making a movie about the white helmets.
Yeah, I heard about that. And, you know, I like Clooney. I loved him in Brother, Where Art Thou? And a lot of his work. But he's obviously got political ambitions of his own. He's sitting there thinking, well, if Reagan could do it, I can do it. And, again, these are entertainers. And I even made a graphic that's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com to remind entertainers that they are entertainers and they are not, in fact, leaders. And we need to remember that because – and certainly these entertainers need to remember that, that their upbringing and their training do not, in fact, qualify them for going on out and making judgments about our entire country. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. But when you're using your bully pulpit to push a particular agenda, you can wind up making yourself look very silly and damaging the industry behind you as well, which is what's going on. All this screaming by the Hollywood has-beens about, you know, Trump is bad and Hillary is good and we're going to do this and we're going to throw tantrums and we're going to have a general strike. It's tarnishing the image of Hollywood itself. Not that Hollywood's image was all that shiny these days anyway.
Where were these people all when Obama was in? Oh, sorry, Mike. All when Obama was in, all the wars, where were these people? They're going to try to tell me they didn't know what was going on. They knew when George Bush was lying, but they didn't know when Obama and Hillary Clinton's lying. They're all part of the same.
Yeah, they're all part of the Church of Liberalology. And, you know, they never questioned the deities. And, you know, and they really, it really is a cult. Hillary Clinton literally ran her campaign as a personality cult, and these Hollywood celebrities got suckered on in, just like so many of them have been suckered in by the Scientologists, and they want to believe they're making the world better, no matter what ridiculous things they're doing.
Hey, Mike, you know, like, I didn't watch the confirmations. I can't sit through that. But, like, you know who was also in that crowd was Code Stinko.
Sorry?
Code Stink?
You know, oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't get the reference there.
Yeah, the coach stinks.
Well, you know, it's it is amazing whether they're just doing this attacks on Trump just because they're spoiled brats who are used to getting what they want and didn't get it this time, or if there's some larger agenda. I don't know. But at this point, they're really destroying their own public image in the eyes of ordinary Americans. And maybe they don't care because, after all, ordinary Americans, that's the flyover country. Those are the deplorables. I don't care what they think about me. And you ought to, because those deplorables and those flyover Americans are the ones who buy the movie tickets and rent the pay-per-views and buy the DVDs and the Blu-rays, and you don't want to alienate them.
Hey, Mike, with all the refugees and ISIS being inside of them, that also might have been also part of that plan to bring all them into the Caucasus and then destabilize Russia using things blowing up. You know, that could also would have been part of the agenda if Syria was taken.
Well, it was part of the agenda, but Putin kind of picked up on it and wound up kicking out all of these non-governmental organizations that Soros is funding. They've all been banned in Russia now. More and more countries are following suit because they're now recognizing that these are not charitable organizations. They're not beneficial. That they are, in fact, privatized, covert overthrow machines. And more countries are saying to Soros, you get out of here. You take your NGOs and get on out.
And I think this is a larger agenda because how all the military equipment we're sending over to Poland, how long can those vehicles stay there? Like, this is not an exercise either, you know. But I think there's a larger agenda going, and they're going to try to get something going sooner rather than later,
there's definitely a faction within the U.S. government that wants an actual real war with Russia. Its public faces are John McCain and Lindsey Graham. We're right now we are massing forces on the border with Russia. Tanks, personnel, missiles, rockets, heavy artillery, aviation assets. We're massing on their border, and Putin knows it. But Putin only has to resist provocations and false flags for the next 10 days.
But the problem is if they send anything over the border in large mass, it's on like Donkey Kong, Mike.
Well, it's kind of a question of looking at the terrain. Just how far could those NATO forces get in just 10 days? And Putin might actually just...
If they go through Ukraine, that's what the jump with Ukraine.
Ukraine is a very, very tricky place. I'm sure they're all looking at the folder gap right now. The question is, could they really get that far into Russia in just 10 days? Putin might just say, everybody pull back, let them get lost in the swamps and the ice and snow. Because right now, that invasion route to Moscow is turning out to be as cold and icy as the winter that defeated Napoleon and the winter that defeated Adolf Hitler. NATO could be walking into an epic, epic defeat.
Which wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. All right, well, listen, Dustin, we're going to let you go and switch over to Sean in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm really, really off topic here, but I wanted to backpedal a little bit into your show yesterday. And I just wanted to ask for some advice since I heard you mention the word gout.
Yes.
How have you defeated the war on gout? Because I'm a horrific sufferer of it, and I've tried apple cider vinegar and everything else that I've read about, which seems to have little to no success.
Well, and again, I want to preface this by saying I'm not a doctor. I played one in a movie once, but I'm not really a doctor. But what worked for me is just the acid-alkaline balance within the body, because what causes the pain of gout is uric acid that
right.
forms crystals. And the crystals are very long and needle-like, and that's what causes the inflammation and the pain. And by the way, you and I are in good company because Ben Franklin suffered gout. Seriously. He carried in a sedan chair to the first Congress. History books don't really record that part of it. If your body chemistry is alkaline, because uric acid is an acid, it tends to hinder the formation of those crystals. And, same thing, I did cherry juice and I did all this other stuff. And all I do to keep the gout at bay, and it tends to hit me hard in the spring for some reason, it can be seasonal, is I drink this high pH water. And the particular brand I drink because it's available is called Essentia. And it's a 9.5...
Essentia?
Essentia. And it's 9.5 pH. Now, you can't measure the pH of pH water with ordinary litmus paper. It requires what's called a titration setup. But one thing you definitely want to be doing, if you're going to be doing tinkering with your acid-alkaline ratio, is they do make test strips that you can put in your mouth to measure your body's pH. And basically, you want to be slightly alkaline. You don't want to go overboard in either direction. You don't want to be dealing with acidosis or alkalosis, but you want to be slightly alkaline. And you'd be amazed how many minor ailments go away with that. Part of the problem is the American diet tends to be highly acidic. And the more acidic your diet, the more likely you are to form these crystals in the joint tissues.
Right, right, right. Now, the water, where do you buy this? Is it, like, available at your grocery stores, or do you have to go, like, to a nutrition center to get it, or?
You're more likely to find it at a nutrition center, but amazingly enough, the local Safeway now carries this, because everybody's picking up on this importance of keeping your body slightly alkaline.
Okay. All right, great. I will, I'll look for that, and thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. And, of course, you know to avoid foods with purines and all the rest of that. You've probably been down that list already. But that's what works for me, okay?
Good. All right. You're going to be in pain.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go,
Mike.
And switch over to Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, howdy. Hey, Mike, have you ever read the Republican Party platform of Texas? Look at it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, what time you do?
Okay, well,
convention, no abortion. It's a good platform. People should look at it.
Well, give us a couple of highlights.
No constitutional convention. No abortion. I'm trying to think what else is in there. You can Google it right now and read it if you want to, you know.
Just all right, well, I'll take a look at that. I'll take a look at that later on in the day, and I can already again, especially on the issue of abortion, it is a very, very complex issue. I don't like it because of personal experience during my first marriage, but I understand there are times when it's necessary. I don't think it should be made available as after-the-fact birth control for women who don't want to be that kind of girl and have birth control with them, and then they get caught. Okay.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll take a look at that. Now then, getting on back to the war zones, former Pentagon official Michael Maloof was in an interview with Press TV basically saying it is the United States that is escalating the crisis on the Korean Peninsula and the military exercises in the region are a provocation, avoiding any kind of cooperation with the regional powers like Russia and China. Now, remember, it was only a few short years ago that North and South Korea were talking about reunification the way Germany had done. And then the U.S. goes on in there and starts whispering in people's ears and just trying to keep up the divide. Because if the U.S. is going to start a war with China, North Korea is their back door. Just like when Roosevelt wanted to get the U.S. into the war against Nazi Germany, Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor was his backdoor. That's how they play these little things. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Bob in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. Yeah, I called a while ago. I was. I really can't donate right now, but I'm working on it. I'm gonna start training on a job next week, and I'll be doing something there, so I'll be able to donate a little bit. But
I appreciate
it. My question today was, I'm sorry?
I said I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, no problem. I mean, you're really filling us in with a lot of good stuff. I mean, you're putting pieces in puzzles that I've had, most of my life, and all of a sudden it's a complete picture. But anyway, the recession. We're headed for a recession, and I can't even get you online. My computer's stolen. Something's going on. I don't know what it is. So all I heard was the little bitsy before I got you on the phone. I'll have to watch it on YouTube. Can you give like kind of a timeline of like how what happens in a recession, and like how long does it take to come out of it? And my second question is, my kids inherited some money and it's in the bank. Should I take that money out and leave it in their rooms? I mean, is it safer that way? Or I don't really know, but I know something's going to happen. I mean, the way you've been talking, all this stuff is just so massive. I don't understand how it's going to stand on its own legs anymore.
Well, first
Everybody
of all, you need to understand recession is just the latest euphemistic word for what back in the 1930s they called a depression. They keep changing the word to try and escape the negative associations from the past. That's why the Third Bank of the United States was called the Federal Reserve instead of Third Bank of the United States, because anybody who knew history knew what a disaster the First and Second Banks of the United States had been. So we're going to call it the Federal Reserve and fool people into thinking we're part of the government, which it isn't. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. Now, as far as the recession, I think we have been in one continuously since 2008. And yes, it looks like it's going to get a lot worse. As far as figuring out the timeline for all of this, the problem with trying to prognosticate anything with the economy is the fact that the financial firms on Wall Street and the government are constantly changing the rules. Anybody who's trying to predict what's going to happen in the near future, they're making those predictions on the basis of how the system works today. In the face of somebody who's changing the rules all the time. Okay, now don't go away. I'm going to come right back to you after these commercials and we'll finish this discussion.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
When all this twists, was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha. time. Erica, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Bob in Pennsylvania about the recession. And the problem is that anytime somebody out here in the real world makes a forecast about what the economy is going to do, it's based on how the system works at this moment. But the Wall Street firms, first of all, they're engaging in massive fraud, and the government can change the rules at the stroke of a pen. I'm pretty sure that people who were trying to predict where the economy was going a few years ago didn't even entertain the possibility of negative interest rates on savings accounts. And so it's really very hard to come up with something reliable. What we do know for a certainty is that global debt is soaring out of control because of those private central banks issuing all the public currencies a loan at interest, which is a mechanism that by design produces more debt than money with which to pay the debt to keep us all debt slaves and eventually result in all the hard assets being in the bankers' pockets. That's the scam of private central banking. Now, as far as your children and their wealth, first of all, you might want to make sure that you don't have a negative interest rate on the bank account where their money currently is. I don't know how much you're talking about there, but if it is a significant sum, I would strongly suggest you talk to a financial planner who's familiar with the laws of your state, where you live, in terms of ways of investing it and sheltering it. And certainly, I would strongly recommend that at least some of that be converted.
Well, it's only about $10,000.
Okay, then a financial planner is not going to be interested. No. If I were in your place, I'd be thinking about starting to convert that into gold coins and bars, and maybe buy yourself a floor safe in your home to keep it, and not tell any of your friends and neighbors that that's what you're doing, because then you open yourself up as a target. Okay?
I got high hopes for what's coming, but, it's going to be a mess, I think.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Trump is inheriting this mess the way Herbert Hoover did. And short of literally resetting the system and writing off all the debt, a modern-day jubilee, and the nationalization of all these private central banks, I don't see any way to avoid it. It's built into the system. If you look at the inevitable conclusions of that article on the 11th Marble, it has to come down somewhere, somehow. In the past, when a nation enslaved to a private central bank collapsed, all the other nations enslaved to private central banks would pour the money in to restart the system, to restart the scam over and over. Today, the situation is different because of globalism across all these, the European Union, around the world. They're going to pull each other down all at the same time. And that's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to break free of these slave masters that enslave us with this myth called private central banking.
If they start this war, can we, and since we voted them in to make these decisions, can we as a people, can we stop it? We have to do a mass movement to say stop the war?
Yes, we would. And we did in Vietnam. You know, Johnson used to say when he looked out on the mall and saw millions of Americans, that was the day he realized they'd lost Vietnam. And maybe if we lose Syria, that's going to derail this rush to a new world war. But we got some very crazy people in power. Thank you for the call, Bob. Going to let you go here. Got to take a quick break for station identification. We'll be back with hour number two.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.